Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Overcoming Procrastination. We all procrastinate at some time or other. It's just part of our human nature. We frequently put off doing things we know we should do for a multitude of reasons. In today's lesson, you will learn why most people procrastinate and how to overcome procrastination and become a do-it-now person. The most valuable benefit of being a person who performs responsibilities in a timely manner include an improved self-image and stronger self-confidence. In our careers, we will be more respected, produce at a higher level, and be offered opportunities for advancement. In our personal lives, we will enjoy more meaningful relationships, be a better example to our children, and find greater fulfillment from life. On the other end of the spectrum, when you constantly put off and fail to follow through with your responsibilities and commitments, the results can be devastating. Common effects include depression, guilt, poor productivity, social disapproval, unemployment, reduced wages, and low self-worth. Procrastination is putting off tasks to do at a later time. Because of the simplicity of this definition, one might think that the solution is also simple: to do what you know you should do, even though you don't feel like doing it. But it's not that simple for many people. The first step in overcoming procrastination is to understand why you procrastinate. If you don't understand something, you can't control it. If you can't control it, you can't change it. Let's take a look at some of the main causes of procrastination. Make a note of the ones that you feel are at the root of your problem. First, feeling another time would be better. This is when you believe that tomorrow you'll be fresher and better prepared to do it, so you put it off. Second, poor planning. This is when you underestimate how long something will take. This is a common problem when taking on unfamiliar projects and responsibilities. Third, fearful of the outcome. This is when you have fear of rejection or disapproval, of failure or even success, so you don't tackle the job. Fourth, when you're feeling overwhelmed. Discouragement, anxiety, and stress are results from feeling overwhelmed and out of control and can cause you to procrastinate. Fifth, lack of confidence. This is when you have a low self-evaluation of yourself and your abilities, so you avoid accepting and doing an assignment. Sixth, poor concentration. This is when you find it difficult to stay focused on the job until it's complete. Seventh, feeling uncomfortable. This is when you tend to put off activities that make you feel stretched beyond what you've done before, so you prefer to stay in your comfort zone and not do it. Eighth, inadequate motivation. This is what happens when the outcome is not truly important to you, so you're not motivated to start the task. And lastly, number 9, fulfilling your beliefs. This is when you believe that you're a procrastinator, so you live up to your expectations of yourself and procrastinate. Once you identify the cause of your procrastination, you then need to identify one or more solutions that will help you take control of your responsibilities and commitments and do them in a timely manner. Here are some solutions that will help all of us be more disciplined in doing the things we know we should do. First, get clear on what's important to you. Make sure the things that you're pursuing are the things that are deeply important to you. Then spend your time pursuing them and saying no to the things that aren't important. Second, believe you can. Refuse to believe anything negative about yourself or your abilities. You are an amazing person. Adopt the attitude that you can do anything you put your mind to because you can. Third, work from a prioritized daily to-do list. One of the best ways to overcome procrastination is to get organized and start keeping a prioritized to-do list. After you complete your list, make a commitment to yourself that you will work the list in priority sequence and not skip over any task. Fourth, break big projects down into small, manageable pieces. If you have a project to complete, start by breaking it down into bite-sized pieces. When all the individual components have been identified, put them in a logical priority sequence and get started. Fifth, learn how to plan and organize projects. When you have a project that will require one or more hours of your time, block out time in your schedule to work on the project. This allows you to focus on your work without distractions. Sixth, do the easy things. Start doing the easy things that will build your confidence, such as answering your email, taking out the overflowing garbage, and making the bed. As you build your confidence in doing the little things, you'll feel more confident and motivated to do the bigger things. Seventh, Push yourself outside your comfort zone. As Dale Carnegie said, do the thing you fear to do and keep on doing it. That is the quickest and surest way yet ever discovered to conquer fear. 8. Encourage yourself. When you push yourself to do something that you know you should do but don't feel like doing, congratulate yourself. Become your biggest fan. This is very important. And 9. Make a commitment to overcome procrastination. If you really want to win the procrastination battle to advance your life personally and professionally and improve how you view and feel about yourself, make the commitment that you will become a do-it-now person. Here's my challenge to you. Print out this lesson and study it. Obviously, you're listening to the podcast right now. Come back to littlethingsmatter.com. Identify this lesson. Print it out. Every one of these last 9 points I shared with you, there are links to lessons that I have written that will help you better understand each of these points and how to better implement them in your life. Then, after you've printed it out and studied it, spend some quiet time thinking about why you procrastinate and what led to the problem. When you feel that you're clear on your reasons, put into writing the steps that you are committed to take to overcome procrastination. Then, push yourself harder than you've ever pushed yourself before to do the things you know you should do when you don't feel like doing them. It won't be easy, but with focus and determination, you can do it. Here's my final thought. Because procrastination can have devastating consequences, it's to your advantage to take action today. Don't procrastinate conquering your procrastination.